Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Friday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm. or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffee House and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffee House here in Starkville, or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. Be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Mingo.
That would be really weird.
Yeah. Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's just a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com.
That now brings back bad memories of Jonathan Mingo in high school and his recruitment.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to make you hurt.
Well, you know, I'm not going to give up covering recruiting or anything over a recruit, but it is bad memories sometimes.
All right, that's a guy. All right, here we go. Let's just start heading down the road here.
What?
Well, I mean, he was committed to Ole Miss the whole time. There was like a moment where we thought he was going to flip, but he was. It's not like his recruitment had a ton of drama.
No, it's just one of those, like, every year there's like a guy that's committed to Ole Miss that people think that is a state guy. Like, yeah. He had the relationship with Will Rogers, yeah. All that. And it just never came to fruition. But
yeah,
right. And he had a really good career at Ole Miss. Yeah. I mean,
he's in the pros now, right?
He's still there? He was with the Panthers.
He got drafted by the Panthers. He's only been out a couple of years, so he's probably still with them.
Yeah. But. Who knows?
Yeah. Yeah. The Mississippi Beef Council. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. If you're cooking out this weekend, nothing beats the sizzle of beef on the grill. And if you're not cooking out, well, nothing still beats the sizzle of beef on the grill. Let somebody else grill it for you. Head to one of our great steakhouses across this state. Enjoy a fantastic meal. Whether you're cooking it, whether they're cooking it, it's going to be awesome. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for. And I know that you are looking for it. So if you're looking to grab a polo, a pullover, a hat, if you want something with the new logos on it, you get them at College Corner. The holiday season's almost here. I mean, it's November 1st, right? So it's basically, you know, Mariah Carey has been released from the safe house, and she is spreading Christmas cheer everywhere we go now. So go ahead.
She's been locked in her chamber for 11 months. Yeah.
Now she must feed. Yes. So bring her back and head over to College Corner, two locations in the Jackson area, originally by Fleet Feet, followed by the Half Shell.
She's in the cocoon.
Yeah, not now. No, now she's out.
She's out.
She's out and about.
She's already started.
Yeah.
We're skipping through Thanksgiving, which don't like to do.
I don't like to do that, so every year for like the past 3 or 4 years, she tweets at midnight on November 1st. So as soon as the clock changes from Halloween to November 1st.
So tonight, we will see a tweet
from her. We will see a tweet from Mariah Carey.
Busting out of the...
Yes.
It's the one where she screams and the ice breaks.
I can't. Yeah. I couldn't even get close to that note. It would tear me in half.
So. Mariah Carey has a, I think people give her a bad name, but she's great,
incredible singer.
Yeah,
had a lot.
And I love "All I Want for Christmas Is You." I don't know why people.
I love Christmas music, but I like to wait until
it has to be after Thanksgiving.
Yeah. After Thanksgiving, I can lock in.
I'm okay with that.
So this year we have Thanksgiving, we have the Egg Bowl, and we have my birthday. Three straight days that'll take me into December 1st.
There you go.
That's how we're gonna work it.
Let's do it.
College Corner. Restaurant Tyler. So, funny story.
Yeah.
Today, I was taking my mom to run some errands. And I decided, I'll take mom to Restaurant Tyler for lunch today because I'm a good son.
You are a good son.
And then I walk into Restaurant Tyler, and who do I see but Robbie Falk having lunch with a friend of his because he's a good friend. So, but Robbie and I ate at Restaurant Tyler today, just not together.
Yeah. So. And he thought that I was with John Sokoloff.
I did.
Like, he came storming over there to my table.
Okay.
Storming until he saw it wasn't Sokoloff.
No. He wasn't even coming to speak to you as much as I had to go to the bathroom. I was just going to the restroom.
Oh, okay.
But you were on the way.
Now you're better than me?
You were on the way, so I was going to speak.
Okay.
But yes, I had already determined it wasn't him earlier, because once I thought it was him, I really turned my head.
That better not be Sokolov.
I was like, I swear, if Robbie's having lunch with Sokolov and I wasn't invited to this, there's going to be an incident in this restaurant.
I don't think that we've ever gone to lunch with him or Grace or Steph without it being both of us.
Yeah. That's right. And that's how it should be.
I have not cheated on you.
But for a moment there, I was like, am I about to catch Robbie in an affair? Is this about to happen?
In the middle of restaurant, Tyler, you're going to take my drink and slosh it all.
I'm going to start filming.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, what's happening here?
You know, I just think it's funny. That's so funny that you can go out with your friends and not invite me.
Well, when my friends want to do something, you always have plans.
You know, I just think it's really interesting.
Yeah. All that to say, my lunch
sounds
was
like
delicious.
This sounds like
my mom could not. My mom had not eaten at restaurant, Tyler, since we moved up here, and I was just like, you know, this is right up her alley. So she liked the fried chicken.
Oh,
but the black eyed peas. She was just like, these are some of the best black eyed peas.
Did you go black and catfish?
Black and catfish, cheese grits, with mac and cheese.
There you go.
The Hey Dad combo. It was delicious.
I did fried catfish.
Fried catfish.
Mm-hmm. Well,
there you go. What did Justin have?
He had meatloaf and mac and cheese and fries.
The chicken meatloaf?
I guess. Is there another meatloaf
there's
on there?
There's chicken meatloaf and there's hamburger steak.
Oh, no, he did hamburger steak.
Hamburger steak.
I don't know why I thought meatloaf.
Because the chicken meatloaf.
Meatloaf is what we saw the other day on the buffet at Breakfast Club.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Had catfish there, too.
I love catfish. Yeah, there's no getting around that. It's a long ad read today.
Fine.
It's just delaying the inevitable. Nobody wants to talk about this game.
We did mention that we might filibuster this entire show and they'd be like, oh, yeah, what's the score of the game again?
Yeah. Priority One Bank, 16 locations to serve you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide, show you where those locations are, but most importantly, show you how they're going to help you manage your money, how they're going to help you invest, and how they're going to help you plan for the future. Nowadays, more than ever, it's so important that when you have a question about your money that you're able to get a quick answer. You can't really do that with those big corporate banks. They're going to put you on hold for the rest of the day. You want to talk to a person, a real live person who actually knows you? You need to have a relationship with Priority One Bank. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. And as you know, 3Ps are brought to you by our friends over at Sanders Rentals. 662-769-1412. Talk to Will Sanders. He's got game day rentals still available. He's got rentals for every weekend in Starkville. Great, awesome little cottages, not too far from campus, and all the amenities that the big hotels are lacking. You may have seen this week on Twitter, Nick Fitzgerald griping about hotel prices, $450 a night for a hotel. Why pay that for a small hotel room when you can get a much better value with a lot more to offer with Sanders Rentals? So again, call Will Sanders if you need a place to stay in Starkville on the weekend, 662-769-1412. He brings you the 3 P's. Mississippi State, hold on. I need you to help me with something.
Mm-hmm.
This is, you know, there are some words I know that I mispronounce and I do it intentionally because I think it's funny, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is one that apparently I've mispronounced my entire life. What is the name of the school we're playing?
UMass.
But what is the long name?
Massachusetts.
Say that word one more time.
Massachusetts.
All right, I'm going to say that word like I say it and you will tell me where I'm wrong.
Uh-huh.
Massachusetts.
Is this the exact way?
That's what I said, right?
Somebody said you're wrong?
Yes. It's like it's Massachusetts or something. Like it's a harder T. I don't know.
I mean,
is it possible we're both saying it wrong?
It is very possible. Okay. But
where's Mike Bonner when we need him?
We're from the South, so we're not going to say things.
These are Southern people. This is my wife.
Oh, your wife said you're wrong.
Yeah, from the Delta, telling me Massachusetts.
Chusets.
Yeah.
That's wrong?
I guess. I don't know. That's why I've just been saying everything I've done this week, I've just said UMass.
Maybe she thinks that you're forgetting the T's. Like you're Massachusetts.
I don't know.
Like that's what she hears.
Maybe.
Because when I say it fast, like Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't sound like I'm saying
maybe
the T's.
I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
Anyway. You know what? I'll say the same thing that I say whenever my choir director is like, I need y'all to not say it this way. Like, it's kind of hard. Like, we're from the South.
Yeah.
Like, that's just how we talk.
I don't know, man.
It's just words are hard.
A list of things that I get griped about for no apparent reason.
Yeah.
All right. It's a long and distinguished list.
That is all of us, brother.
Yeah.
You just take it and live with it.
You're right about that. Oh, well, it is what it is.
UMass.
Here's what I'm all right.
Can we do another basketball preview?
If you haven't already, by the way, check out my interview with Isaac Trotter from 24/7 Sports, National College Basketball Reporter. Had him on the live show. Outstanding. Really good info. Normally, you know how this is, too. When we get a national guy, they're like, I don't really know a lot about Mississippi State. So they'll talk in generalities. This guy was dropping, you know, he was talking about how big he was on Michael Nwoko.
Oh, nice.
It's like, I'm big on that guy. I think he's going to have a great year. It's like.
Couldn't find anybody from on three, huh?
Huh? No.
Okay.
Because I don't know any national guys from
one. No, I have no ill will towards Isaac. Yeah. I think the interview was great.
Yeah. Here's what I'm going to give you today. I think this is a thing.
The day off? True.
I mean, we're already, you know, we all got to get it like 12 more minutes.
Okay, we're almost there.
Yeah, we got to hit the Beeham dog threshold. I think Michael Van Buren's going to have a big day Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
I think State's going to score a lot of points. I think Van Buren's going to be well over 300 yards. He could be SEC Freshman of the Week, just depending on what happens. I really think offensively State's going to have one of its best games. I think Devon Booth will be over 100 yards rushing in this one. I think he's finally starting to find his way in this offense. You know, maybe in retrospect with him, the idea that he was going to be able to come in the summer and just be maybe that was bad on our parts to think that, maybe.
Yeah, he didn't even get to come in the spring like the other transfers.
But offensively, I think State's going to be fine in this game. They're going to be fine. I just want to point something out, though. By the way, I made the mistake of looking at the defensive numbers again in the SEC. Don't do it.
Could this be...
Do you want to know the one that got me the most? Scoring defense, right?
Oh, yeah.
And this is all games. This is not just SEC.
Mm-hmm.
Scoring defense, the gap between State and Florida, 16th to 15th, is the same gap between Florida at 15th and Ole Miss at 1. It's less, actually. It's less. Let me see if I have it right here. Hold on. Now I got myself curious again.
I mean, what else needs to be said that hasn't been said as I said on Sunday?
Correct.
I don't think there's anything else that needs to be talked about there.
Yes. So, but here it is. Yeah, scoring defense. State is giving up on the season 36.38 points per game, right? So 36.4, okay? Florida's given up 23.57, so 23.6, right?
That is incredible. That's almost two touchdowns.
That's a gap of 12 points, right? So Florida's at 23.5. Ole Miss is at 11. It's a gap of 12 points. So from 1st to 15th, same gap as from 15th to 16th. It's the same for yards. It's not as bad. It's a gap of 15th to 16th is the same as 3rd to 15th. And then sacks is just...
It's despicable. The stats right now are just absolutely despicable.
The sack stat is the one that really strikes me every time I look at it.
Last
in the country in sacks. And...
There are 134 teams, and State is 134.
The only team in the country, or in the conference, with less than 15 sacks. Everybody else has 15 or more. State has 5.
State has 5.
Yeah.
State. Not only are they the only team that doesn't have double-digit sacks, mm-hmm. they are 10. They're the only team that doesn't have 15. They're 10 back from.
They're from Tennessee. Second to last. Tennessee is 15th. It's second to last.
That's just kind of shocking. Tennessee's.
Yeah. Especially as good as their D-line is.
Yeah.
They're the gap between State and the 15th team, same gap between Tennessee and 15th and Oklahoma in 4th. Mm. Oklahoma in 4th has 26. So they have one more sack than the gap. It's unbelievable. It really is unbelievable.
Woo. Yeah, it is. It's a chore to watch every week.
No question.
And talk about and write about.
So, when I say that to say that, you know, in 2016, that year that State was, you know, we've talked about so many times, the defense was so terrible. They played UMass that year,
mm-hmm.
and they beat them 47-35. UMass got 35 points on that defense. That defense was better than this defense. It was. So this defense is going to give up points and yards tomorrow.
Yeah, like
I don't have any doubt about it.
Is this going to be Samford 2016? Like
that's a good
Is their defense? But that, I mean, that offense for Samford, they had Duck, I think, was on that team that ended up going to play for the Steelers.
Played for the Steelers, right?
Yep.
What was his name? Duck.
Oh gosh, if you would have never mentioned it, I would have remembered.
Devlin?
Devlin Hodges.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was on that team. That offense was actually really good. And I can't, that might be the offense that ran the air raid. I can't remember, but they, it was a
They ran the air raid that day.
Yeah.
Say that.
So is UMass comparable to that?
Let's find those stats here. So
I think UMass's offense is pretty bad too, if I'm not mistaken.
I mean, so that
is it bad enough that State can consistently get off the field? Like, is it Eastern Kentucky type?
I had forgotten about these stats.
It was bad, man. Nobody left that game happy.
They gave up. State gave up on that day 41 points, and that is 627 yards to Samford. You mentioned Devlin Hodges on the day, 42 of 69.
Nice.
468 yards.
Oh.
Four touchdowns, three picks. State on the day had fewer yards. No, they had more, but it was close. State rushed for 252 and threw for 417. Fitzgerald had one of his best games. He was 20 of 35.
Yeah, the offense was awesome.
He helped rush for 119 and two more scores. They rushed for 159 yards on 34 carries.
Mm.
Carell Hemming, they had two receivers with 13 catches or more. One had 14 for 213, one had 13 for 115. Donald Gray had four for 207.
I don't
200 yard receivers in one game.
I remember Donald Gray in that game had a huge game. I remember that.
He had two long touchdowns, I want to say. Yeah.
That team
71 yard and a 74 yard.
That team eventually just beating the dog out of Ole Miss made no sense.
One of the all time surprise wins in my
like
time.
In some ways it wasn't a surprise because Ole Miss had kind of at that point was kind of checking out and they were kind of soft.
Yeah.
That year. And State, the one thing the State did have is offensively they played with an edge.
Yeah.
They ran the read option better than anybody. And Nick Fitzgerald, had he been healthy every year he played Ole Miss, he would have owned them. We would have looked at that comparably to him versus Texas A&M.
Yeah. He would have beaten them in 2017.
They wouldn't have been able to stop that.
This game, DeAndre Ward returns an interception. At the 2 minute 48 second mark of the third quarter, State goes up 49-26. I think that when we were all like, okay, they're gonna start piling on here. And then they score two touchdowns back to back with a 2-point conversion in there to cut it to 8. And then Fitzgerald puts them away with 5 minutes to go. That was a miserable football game, just in terms of like, it just didn't make sense. You're like, how is this FCS team hanging around? I think you're gonna have some of that tomorrow.
Yeah, I don't think that they're going to have the offense that Samford did. But I mean, how are we supposed to expect Mississippi State's defense against anybody right now to slow them down, get off the field? I mean, they find ways to allow teams to move the football and score points. So I don't really know, you know, what to expect from UMass. I feel like State should be able to score pretty much at will.
Mm-hmm.
Like that, like the offense should be able to score a lot of points in this game, and if they don't, then they're starting to check out. And they're just not executing. They're not playing to their capabilities because I mean, UMass shouldn't be able to stay on the field here.
Should not, but I do feel like they will have success offensively. I can't trust this team. Even Eastern Kentucky, who didn't score, they moved the ball okay. They had 300 plus yards of offense.
They did.
I just think it's going to be one of those games where you're going to be in the fourth quarter. It's going to be like, yeah, State's winning, but what is going on?
Right.
You know, what happens if State wins like 55-52?
Ooh.
Like, what are we doing at that point? Like I said the other day, I think he's safe until the end of the year, but at that point, don't you maybe
at that
have
point,
to
I think
something?
You just have to be, like shake it up just to kind of show fans you're doing something.
Yeah.
Because if you're continuously doing this, and it's kind of like Zach Arnett, like middle of the season last year, we saw that wasn't going to work. And I think it just got, it came to a head in that A&M game. Like, the A&M was ready to fire Jimbo Fisher, and they beat State by nearly 50 points in that game. I can't even remember the final score, 50 something to 7 or whatever it was.
Which game?
A&M last year.
51-10.
51-10.
Yeah.
State scored like the opening kick.
So you're on top of the opening kickoff with 7-0. You're like, all right, here we go.
So Jimbo was on the verge of being fired, and you still got destroyed. I think Zach Selman finally was just like, we got to shake it up here to just give a jolt back into the program best we can.
Yeah.
And I thought they played hard those last two games because of it. But, you know, if that is what you get this Saturday, if you get a team that gives up 40 points plus against UMass, then it's probably time. I mean, it's past time, I feel like, at this point. But just to shake it up over the last three games, just to, you know, have a different voice in there, show people that you're going to have a change there, show people that, I mean, I think Jeff Lebby cares. I think he wants to find a resolution, but the what the average fan sees in the press conference from Jeff Lebby is, you know, everything's fine. We just need to execute a little better.
Right.
That's not going to work. Like, that's not going to work moving forward with this fan base. There, you already have people that have pitchforks out and torches. So try to give some grace to yourself in this athletic department and change it up. That's like, you know, if they come out and they give up 7 points in the game and, you know, everything just is what it is.
Yeah, move forward.
That's fine. Just finish out the season or whatever. But if it's still a major league disaster on Saturday and you're not even getting stops against UMass, you cannot on Monday come into the building with the same defensive voice.
Mm-hmm.
It can't happen.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I
to come to that, Brian.
Let's hope, but I got a bad feeling.
There's a lot of people that want it to come to that. Just to,
I think there are some people out there who would, as long as State wins, they would like it to be something like that, like 52-48, something like that.
Just to leave no doubt.
Just to get it over with. And I get that. I mean, it does feel like a rip-off-the-Band-Aid kind of thing, right? Just let it off. But that's just not – I don't think that's the way Jeff Lebby wants to go.
No, I think he wants to
almost called him Left Jebby there, by the way.
He doesn't want to do business that way.
Yeah. I understood that reference. All right. Let's move into our playmakers and prediction. That's brought to you by our good friends over at Pip Printing and Signs. Reliable service for every business need. What does that mean? It means that if you're a business owner, you know what printing does for you. It's what gets customers in the door. It's what keeps them coming back. It's how you get your message out to them. Why would you spend your money with anyone but the best? That's what Pip Printing and Signs has to offer. 30 years of experience. Go to their website, pipridgeland.com, and you can see the incredible number of services they can offer you and your business. Then you make the call. You talk to Cam Baker, 601-499-5216. Say, heard about you on Thunder and Lightning. Want to do business with you. Oh, and by the way, I'm a Mississippi State fan, so 10% of my sale will go directly to the Bulldog Initiative. That's something you can't pass up on. It's a no-lose situation for you, for your business, and for Mississippi State. When you need printing, call Pip today. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for. And I know that you are looking for it. What did I say? College Corner? I did say College Corner. I've got this, switching this ad read up is messing with my brain. I'm so used to my flow that
yeah. You need it though. You need to keep yourself to sharp and tack, because if you just keep doing the same thing over and over, then
nobody wants that.
Yeah. So do you need to change it up a little bit? Yeah,
at least
it's a nice challenge for you.
At least when I don't make a change, or when I do make a change, I have an explanation ready for it that makes sense.
That's true.
So Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District is the place to find the smoked Southern soul food that you are looking for and that you are looking for. Perhaps tomorrow I'll be eating at Two Brothers and Robbie will be eating at Two Brothers. Maybe even at the same time. Who knows? I don't know what's going to happen. But I do know that every time I go to Two Brothers, the food is awesome. So is the same thing over at the Older Brother, Starville's best new restaurant. Great place to eat. The fancy sandwich. It's just such a great concept. Go over there and enjoy the muffaletta, the Reuben, the shrimp po' boy. If you like a shrimp po' boy and you're like, there's never enough shrimp, go eat the Older Brother shrimp po' boy.
It's falling out off the
shrimp. The shrimp is falling into the plate.
It's impossible to keep it all on the bread.
Just to eat all the shrimp. So, yeah, go eat that. Enjoy it. Two Brothers Smoked Meats and the Older Brother, Starville's best restaurants right there in the Cotton District. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. They've been doing it.
What?
Our friend is out.
Oh, no. The uni?
Maroon, white.
Don't even say nothing. Don't say anything.
I got nothing.
Don't say anything.
I got nothing to say.
I don't want to hear it.
I got nothing to say.
I'm not going to hear from these troll idiots this week.
I got nothing.
I don't want to hear from a single one of them.
I'm done. I got nothing to say.
Okay.
When you need business technology, call Advantage Business Systems. 50 years of experience.
50.
Oh.
Come on. Is this where we are right now? Okay.
You give Advantage Business Systems their 50.
50.
There we go. If you need a new copier, a new printer, new computers and laptops, they've got them at Advantage Business Systems. And then if something goes wrong and you need service, it's just a phone call away. It's the same people you talk to when you made the sale. 601-362-9192 or visit them online at absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Before you go to the games this fall, you need to go to Maroon & Co. Maroon & Co. is the place that has all of the MSU merchandise that you're looking for here in Starkville, all of the great new logos, all of the styles that you can't find anywhere else. They are the exclusive provider for the Bulldog Initiative. So if you want those polos and pullovers the coaches wear, you can only get them at Maroon & Co. Use our promo code THUNDER15, 15% off regular price items. Some exclusions do apply. Before you go to the games this fall, go to Maroon & Co. I want to give one more shout out here, and you're going to need to hold up yours over here. Our friends over at the Mississippi Peanut Supply, who host the tailgate show I do on WLZA before every game, they hooked me and Robbie up. So what do you got? I took care of you right there. Look at that. Dill pickle peanuts right there.
I can't wait to try these.
These are mine. I got pizza popcorn peanuts.
Ooh, that looks tasty. This is going to be my late night snack tonight.
So our lovely,
I'm going to actually take these. I got a high school football game to cover at East Webster.
Our lovely station manager, Debbie, was like, Brian, would you like some? I have some of these peanuts. Would you like some? And I was like, well, what flavor? She's like, dill pickle. I was like, I'll take them, but I don't want them for me. But I was like, but I know somebody who will tear those up. So she gave me that. She's like, well, I'll give you this one. Do you want, I forget what the other ones are, or do you want pizza? And I was like, oh, I definitely want. Are we going to get a taste test right here? Live taste test. One bite. Everybody knows the rules. Here we go. Are they dill pickly enough for you?
Oh, I like that.
There we go.
I need some more pickle dust on it.
When you get down to the bottom, you're going to be like, you're going to like wincing. It's going to be so dill pickly.
Ooh.
All right. No, we're not an ASMR video, so stop eating there. All right. Offensive playmaker. Who you
like
got?
Like the stuff that my daughter will watch, like some girl eating. Girl just... So weird.
They help you.
Yeah, Natty's like, I want to watch that slime thing on YouTube. Yeah. Like, what are you talking about? It's like some girl just biting into something, like slime comes out of her mouth. Like, where did you find this?
Our kids, man. All right, offensive playmaker, go.
Hold on.
You got to get that. Those things are salty.
You're good. Okay, my offensive playmaker this week is Davon Booth. And you mentioned him briefly when we were talking, previewing the game, but he's gotten better and better every week. It just feels like he's kind of getting into his groove. I like how he's hitting the hole. He's really getting downhill fast. And the offensive line has done a much better job blocking for him.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be a much easier task this week running the football. And State's run the football fairly well, I feel like, in SEC play, especially since the – I guess it was the Florida game.
Mm-hmm.
They've really started each week. Yeah. They're going up against a defense that, I mean, let's just be real. State should be able to open up holes and run the football against this defense. I think that Lebby's going to want to establish the run even more so than usual in this game because he's going to be there to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to open up some big plays. But I think Davon gets a 100-yard game here, a couple touchdowns.
We're in agreement on that. I think he has a big game. I mentioned him earlier, and I've been trying to avoid him, but you got to go this week with Michael Van Buren. Really think he's going to have a big game. Really. I see 300-plus passing yards, maybe closer to 400. I hate the way this season has gone, but Van Buren's development and emergence has been a great storyline, and it gives you some hope for the future. I think today, you know, is going to be a big day for him on Saturday. I think he's going to have a monster day. We'll see if he can do anything in the running game as well, but definitely from a passing standpoint, I expect big numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Defensive?
Do we want to get back on track?
It's up to you. I'll let you. You know what? You do it. If you do it, I'll pick one.
Nah.
Okay. We're going to get yelled at.
By who?
You know who.
The guy that's been inherently wrong the entire season?
TNL bros. All right, yeah, I'm with
you. We have not heard much from him over the last 2 weeks.
I wonder why. X Factor, what do you got?
Kevin Coleman. And the reason I'm saying that seems like
I'm going to disagree with you, but I'll explain why.
You know what I'm why?
I want you to say what you're going to say. You go ahead.
Because I'm thinking back in Eastern Kentucky, whenever they just kept punting in the football,
mm-hmm.
I think he's going to get some punt returns in this game. I think he's going to break one. So that's kind of where I am on that. State has not been able to return a whole lot of punts, obviously, this year.
No.
And, you know, some people say it's because he's not, you know, getting opportunity or he's not – they're kicking away from him. It's because they're not even forcing punts. That's why he's not getting the opportunities.
Yeah.
They've forced 20 the entire year and I think 13 in all the games not Eastern Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this is the game that he actually gets those opportunities. And we talked about those plays that are going to open up with a running game. He's going to have a chance for some big plays in this game. So that's what I'm going with Kevin Coleman.
Well, I don't like the idea of Kevin Coleman. No offense, but – I just expect him to have 6-7 catches, 70, 80, 90, 100 yards, and maybe a touchdown at this point. He's just a machine of consistency at this point.
Well, that's why I didn't use him as my offensive playmaker.
You think there's going to be a special teams play to
be made about it? Yeah, I'm just talking.
I can get behind.
I'm speaking like totally on it being a big play in the game. I think he's going to make a big play or two.
I'm
going to
take your playmaker and turn him into my X factor, and that's Devon Booth. I think 100 yards is something that's unexpected from a Mississippi State running back this season. So I do think he gets that this week. I think State's going to be really good offensively in this game. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'll say that for sure. I think State will move the football and put points on the board. No question about it. Prediction time, Robbie. What do you say?
I think State wins this game fairly handily. I mean, I shouldn't have that kind of confidence at this point, but I just feel like they're going to get a taste of success early, and it's going to feel good to them that they're finally getting that consistently, and they're going to be able to roll in this one. I don't know why I feel that way, but I just do. I think just the opportunity now to get your first win since week one, I think that's going to feel good to them. Like I said, when they start getting a taste of it, I think it's going to come to them, and they're able to roll a little bit. Hopefully they're able to build that lead in the first half, and you can have some guys play in the second half. I should predict a closer game. I don't know why I'm not, but I think State wins the game 48-20.
Okay. You got a little more confidence in that defense than I do.
I do. I don't know why I do, but yeah.
I will feel totally confident in telling you to take the 18.5 that you're getting on UMass right now. They will cover that.
They're going to cover.
I feel pretty confident about that. But State will win.
State's been the team that's covered most of the year.
They have. But this year, this week, is a little different. State has been covering because they haven't been getting blown off the face of the earth. They aren't covering because they're winning.
Yeah.
They'll win this week, but I just don't think they'll cover. 42-28 is my final score in this one. State gets a late touchdown to put it away.
I mean, it would just be the same feeling because most times like the defense just isn't good.
Now, if it's 42-38, if it's 58-45 or something like that, maybe we see some movement. But
if this is the week it's like 20-14?
I don't feel good about that either, though.
I
would feel bad because then the offense slowed down.
That's what I'm saying. Like I would and feel I can't worse
have,
about that.
Can't have that. So. All right, guys. Post-game show, Super Talk YouTube channel for me. 0-3 Maroon and White Daily channel for Robbie. Catch us after the game on Saturday, and then Sunday we'll have Thunder and Lightning here on YouTube. We'll have it on all the places you get podcasts from as we recap Mississippi State's game against UMass. Talk to you guys again on Monday. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Mississippi Media Production.